I don't see chatbot GPT swinging a hammer anytime.
That's exactly right. They might be able to tell us how to swing a hammer, but they're probably not going to swing the hammer. Every home in America needs a team of skilled tradespeople, plumbers, electricians, contractors, carpenters. Careers in the trades don't always get the credit they deserve, even though it's a great career path. Learn from the pros, hear why they decided to trade up, and the rewards of a career in the trades. I'm Angie Hicks, and this is Trade Up with Angie. In today's episode, I caught up with Vinny Kersey, CEO of OC Solar out of Irvine, California. Vinny has found his passion in solar and energy storage and now is on a mission to save homeowners thousands of dollars on their home utilities while doing good for the environment. We're going to learn how Vinny got his start in roofing and transitioned over to solar and how he's running a successful company with a purposeful enterprise. Vinny, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks, Angie. Appreciate it. That's quite the introduction.
Oh, you're doing great things. I'm really excited to share your story. So why don't we start out with how did you get in the trades and how did you get started in your business? So started in roofing and then in transition to solar. So I'd love to hear about that transition.
Well, I feel like everybody that does solar has to be able to do roofing, right? I got my start actually in the financial industry in 2009, 2010. Funny, during that time period, obviously the economy wasn't great and there wasn't anyone hiring. I got laid off from my job and there's a gentleman in my church that did electrical and he was getting into the solar industry and he asked me if I wanted to try selling. And I was by no means a salesperson. I didn't have conversations with clients or anything like that, but I needed a job. So I ended up taking it, and that's where I got started. That was in 2009. So for the next 3 to 4 years, I learned all about solar, all about electrical, and about roofing as well. And then I decided in 2013, after I learned a substantial amount from this local contractor, that it was something that I wanted to give it a go on myself. And so I got my contractor's license, and I started my own company.
It's interesting. You think that a lot of people have stepped straight into the trades right early on in their career, but your story is not so dissimilar from others I've heard where, people have had a 9-to-5 career and decided, you know what? I want to go into the trades. I want to try something different. I want to start my own business. So tell me about life starting your own business.
Well, it's definitely not easy at first. I can tell you that it took quite a bit of time before I was able to get the company to a spot where I felt like I was able to get involved in more of the back end side, which is where I am today. The beginning years was doing everything, learning everything, and having to really be a jack of all trades. You have to learn marketing. You have to learn sales. You have to learn construction. You have to learn building code. There's the administrative side, the corporate side. There's a lot that goes into it. So the early years is a lot of information being taken in and studying and just working hard.
You're exactly right. I remember the early days of Angie and, you know, there is nothing you don't do. And you are always learning something new, it seems. And, you know, there's always something that pops up. So it can be a ton of fun, but it's also can be a very tiring process. So walk me through why solar? Was there a passion for you? Were you excited about the environment? I'd love to understand where the passion for solar came from.
Well, it's funny. I'm a licensed General B contractor, and our company is also a licensed C10 and C39, which is electrical and then roofing. So we have the ability to do a lot of trades, but we choose to do solar. And what really got me into solar is the fact that the economy was not in a great place and people weren't exactly spending money in construction either. So in that time period, saving money on electricity bills was incredibly important to people. And that only continued to escalate and become more valuable as utility rates have continued to rise. So for me, we were able to do a lot for the community and also be in a construction trade that I felt like was really, really good for the environment. There's so much going on internationally with solar as well that there was a lot of efforts I felt like I could assist with in other areas, which our company is getting involved in now in different regions. But I can tell you the main primary drive for getting into solar is that we save homeowners on average $150,000 over 25 years by going with solar.
Amazing.
And that changes people's lives. So it feels good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, and it's great for the environment. It's great for everything. So I love that part of it. And I would imagine it really inspires your team as well. When I had a chance to chat with your team a few weeks ago, you could tell the energy in the room. And I'm sure that really creates a great culture.
There's so many different trades that we could be doing, and all of the trades are great. But our trade we love because, yeah, we feel like we get to have an impact on the environment, on the community and the people around us. And it feels like life-saving work, life-changing work, environment-changing work. It feels heavy in a really good way.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So tell me about the business today. I understand the solar, but what the day-to-day like in the solar business today? How big's your company? I'd love to understand that.
Last year, we did $27 million in revenue. We've done about 3,000 solar installations in the Southern California area. So we operate all over Southern California. We do solar, battery, we do roofing, we do electric vehicle charging stations. Our company predominantly is a Panasonic Elite installer for solar panels. We're a Tesla premier installer for batteries and for Tesla roofs. And then we're also an Owens Corning preferred installer for roofing. So our day-to-day work looks like trying to help customers eliminate their electricity bills. For me, it's getting involved in the marketing. It's talking to customers. It's talking to our crews. It's a lot of running around. It's a heavy amount of communication. And as of lately, a lot of meetings.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me, Vinny, when customers come to you, I mean, do they typically come looking for solar at the time they need a new roof? Do you typically install the roof and do the solar, or does installing the panels require a new roof? I'm just curious, just the logistics of it.
Yeah, excellent question. So one of the first things that we do is a site analysis. We come out and we determine whether or not your roof is going to be able to outlast the solar system, because we don't want to install a solar system and then have to uninstall it in 5-6 years and then do a new roof. So we determine the length of the roof, and then we'll offer a recommendation at that time. Now, we warranty our product for 25 years. So we want to make sure that that roof is going to last for that 25 years. So the first step, we do that site analysis. We come out and we determine whether or not the roof is going to last or not. Sometimes the customer originates with a desire to do roofing and then learns about solar and then gets really excited about it and decides to do both. And then sometimes it's vice versa, where they're interested in solar, we come out, the roof is not in the greatest condition, and the timing makes sense to be able to do roofing and solar at the same exact time. There's ancillary benefits for it, and we can package everything up. So they really work hand in hand.
I always love to hear about your favorite job you've done. So what's been one of your favorite projects your team has had the chance to work on?
Oh, that's a really good one. Okay. We have a lot of projects that are on the coast, and obviously working in Southern California is beautiful. Specifically, we're in Orange County and Irvine.
Did you get to take a break and surf?
Yeah, I wish I was a surfer. I'm a golfer. And so I take breaks and I go golfing. But yeah, we operate in all of these incredible houses and communities. There's a couple names that come to mind that I'm going to refrain from saying, but we've done some high profile names, including professional athletes, some celebrities. And one house that comes to mind is a 25,000 square foot home that we did just recently. The solar, the roof, the batteries. We have these projects where the homes are completely custom and they're not cookie cutter. And so we come in as a custom contractor. We work with them. We've got a great reputation. And ultimately, we want to build a long-lasting relationship. And so that's how we kind of connect with people too.
I'm sure your team has a lot of fun with that. You're like, oh my gosh, this is so-and-so's house. I mean, being in Southern California, that probably happens more than it does for me here in Indiana.
Race car drivers.
We do have a lot of race car drivers. You're absolutely right. You've experienced careers kind of across industries. What do you think, if you're talking to, a young person about career options, how would you sell careers in the trades?
So I work specifically in the service side, which is working directly with consumers. In the trades, you can work in commercial, you know, business to business, business to consumer. So speaking on the business to consumer side, there's a lot of reward from working directly with somebody, building a long-lasting relationship. That feels really good. But also, too, there's something about building things that are lasting for long periods of time. We've done over 3,000 projects in just Orange County in our immediate vicinity. So there's something about driving past one of our projects on the freeway and being like, hey, we did that. And we helped change that person's life in some sort of way. A lot of incredible relationships with manufacturers and distributors and employees. The trades is so rewarding. You learn so much from so many different people and contractors that you work with. I couldn't recommend it more. I think it's something that we desperately need.
I think, and that's the case across the country. I mean, we do need more contractors. I read an interesting piece the other day that they ranked kind of professions that might be impacted by AI, and contracting was actually at the least end of the spectrum. So we still need people taking care of our homes, and you know, it's a great opportunity.
I don't see chatbot GPT swinging a hammer anytime soon.
That's exactly right. They might be able to tell us how to swing a hammer, but they're probably not swing the hammer. Exactly. So one of the questions I like to ask folks is, you know, looking back on your career, looking back on, you know, kind of the path that you took, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
I want to answer that in a good way. I have long-term relationships that I've built, and those long-term relationships help sustain ebbs and flows in the business over time, because I'm in a business that changes constantly. I've been in it now for 15 years. There's so many things that impact it. So one of the things that I would just encourage myself to do is to stay balanced, stay consistent, and to build those long-term relationships. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And so, you know, working 18 hours a day is not going to benefit you over the entire career. If anything, you might burn out. So be prepared for just a long, balanced, sustainable career.
That is absolutely great advice. You know, I think that a lot of times people rush. I need to get to the next hurdle. I need to get the next hurdle. And it's like, you know what? You're building a business and your end goal is it's something that sustains for, you know, decades potentially. You know, you've got to enjoy the little moments and, you know, kind of celebrate the wins as you go along.
Oh, yeah. You got to celebrate the victories. There's going to be plenty of stresses and worries.
Right?
Those can come tomorrow. I'm going to worry about the victories today.
That is exactly right. What types of things do you think homeowners should be thinking about today? I mean, solar is, you know, is a big project on, you know, but there's lots of things that people can do from a home energy efficiency. As a homeowner today, how should we be thinking about these things?
We have a lot of homeowners here locally that utilize electricity through electric vehicles and through air conditioning and through pool pumps. And obviously it's different nationally in other parts of the country, because it used to be the most used item was your lighting, right? That used to be the thing that consumed the vast majority of your electricity. That's just not the case anymore. The majority of our electricity is coming from air conditioning and electric vehicle charging. It's coming from pool pumps. It's coming from electrified houses, right? All electric ovens and dryers. So one of the things that I always recommend to people is, number one, when you're buying an appliance, put in a special focus on the energy efficiency of the item. If you're buying an air conditioning unit, sometimes the more energy efficient the air conditioning unit, you're going to save and get a return on investment in the long run. So don't just focus on the initial price, but also the long-term investment. When you're buying an electric vehicle, they're all different in terms of energy efficiency as well. That goes obviously for all of the appliances. But the number one thing, especially here in SoCal, is be concerned and just be vigilant in the time that you're using the items. There's different time periods of the day that have significant impacts onto your utility bill and your energy usage. It also determines where the power is coming from, too, based on the time of day that you're using it. So if you can, use things at night or early in the morning and try to avoid that 4 to 9 p.m. time period. Those are some...
Skip rush hour.
Yeah, skip rush hour.
Yeah. It's busy on the roads. It's busy in the electrical channel, right?
Yes.
That is great advice. That is great advice. Vinny, this has been a fantastic conversation. I really enjoyed catching up, but I do like to ask one question. We look for a trade-up tip, and we have a listener question that's come in that we'd love for you to answer. So Red is thinking about entering the trades, and his question is, how would you describe the current state of the skilled trades in California and in solar and roofing? And are there any factors such as technology advancements, industry shifts or policy changes that you believe will significantly impact the trajectory of the trades in your area?
Okay. I would say that there's nothing but upside when it comes to the trades here in Southern California. Legislation and various different, you know, political aspects and building code changes, technology changes. There are a lot of things that impact solar and roofing. The Tesla solar roof, which is at some point more than likely going to replace all roofing and solar panels in the next 10 to 15 years. It might have solar panels built into the roof in and of itself. So always being on top of the next thing that's coming out is critically important. You don't want to get left behind. So is there room for advancement and change? Absolutely, because the people that were doing things 10, 15, 20 years ago were constantly adapting. So we don't have that much of an advantage over the people that are just getting into it because there's so much change that's happening all around us. So it's a great time to get into it. And I feel like there's a lot of room for advancement in the trades that I'm doing specifically.
Couldn't agree more. And so much innovation. I think one of the things that people maybe don't even realize when they think about the trades is how much technology is built into the trades. You know, I mean, clearly in your industry around solar, but every industry is touched by technology. If you think about the person going in and working on your furnace is not the furnace of 40 years ago. Your furnace is a very technological piece of equipment that takes a different skill set. And it's interesting to see how the trades have evolved over the years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like you said, AI isn't exactly going to come in next week and be able to replace what we're doing. We're going to need people to build houses and to help with energy efficiency. And I feel like these trades, if you're able to adapt and if it's something where you feel like you can stay on top of it, I'm in a building right now that's surrounded with nothing but technology companies and I'm a contractor.
Right.
So I feel like we're in a technology-based industry in almost every trade is. We're making a lot of advancements in so many different trades within the last 15, 20 years, but especially solar and battery and roofing.
Right. That's great. Well, Vinny, thank you. I appreciate the time today.
Yeah, absolutely, Angie. Anytime. You got it.
Thanks for listening to Trade Up. I'm Angie Hicks. You can learn more about the show at Angie.com/tradeup. Share your thoughts on the show, ask questions, and learn more about the skilled trades.